This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
California state of emergency declared after second severe storm.
The mud came down and pushed the house off of its foundation and into the road.
Diagnosis for King Charles.
A form of cancer.
Senate border and foreign aid deal reached, but...
It's been an attempt by critics to kneecap it.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In Southern California... Water in many places where it shouldn't be after a second atmospheric river accompanied by high wind, which knocked out power and triggered mudslides. Some areas have received anywhere from 5 to more than 9 inches, and at least 3 people have died. In the hard-hit Los Angeles neighborhood of Beverly Crest, this man heard the power of the water and mud pushing a home off of its foundation.
It was like thunder, like... And then the sound of trees, I thought, snapping like twigs. And it was just this house, just completely disintegrating.
CBS's Elise Preston.
Outside of Sacramento, an uprooted tree from Elizabeth Marinoble's front yard crushed her car.
And then the wind was just breaking the branches like toothpicks.
Torrential rain from back-to-back atmospheric rivers has led to widespread flooding as roads turn to rivers, forcing rescues throughout California.
King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer, and the announcement comes after a recent prostate procedure. The latest from CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Buckingham Palace revealed during that procedure that a separate issue of concern was noted and that subsequent tests positively identified it to be a form of cancer. A spokesperson for the king did not reveal what type of cancer it was, but said it was not prostate cancer.
President Biden responds.
I heard about him. Just heard his diagnosis, but I'll be talking to him, God willing.
King Charles is undergoing outpatient treatment. An overnight drone strike on a military base in Syria that houses U.S. troops kills 6 Kurdish fighters. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon.
Responsibility for the attack has been claimed by the Islamic Resistance, which is the umbrella group for all of the militias in Iraq and Syria that have been attacking U.S. troop locations.
It's the first major assault on U.S. troops in Syria since the U.S. launched retaliatory strikes on Friday. The Justice Department is proposing changes to rules governing state-run programs that provide financial help to violent crime victims. It's designed to address racial disparities and curb the number of subjective denials of compensation. Stocks closed down on Wall Street. The Dow fell about 274 points. The Nasdaq slipped 31 points. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
In the U.S. House,
Rules Committee will come to order.
House Republicans appear to be another step closer to impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, with the House Rules Committee working to set the groundwork for an impeachment floor vote by taking a procedural vote. The Senate unveils a $118 billion border and foreign aid deal. More from CBS's Camilo Montoya-Galvez along the border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
This proposal would mark a dramatic and seismic shift here at the U.S.-Mexico border. Migrants would be quickly returned across the Rio Grande here into Mexico when illegal crossings spike here. The president would gain a sweeping authority, Caitlin, to effectively shut down asylum processing in between the ports of entry.
CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill reports.
All of the Republicans in U.S. House leadership issued a joint statement this afternoon saying they will oppose this thing. It's dead on arrival, an indication it wouldn't even get a vote in the U.S. House.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Massive forest fires in central Chile have killed more than 100 people and left over 1,600 without homes. Reporter Ricardo Nanning in Santiago says many people tried to flee the Valparaiso region but were overcome by flames.
There was a big traffic jam, so the authorities have found a lot of bodies trapped inside the cars, also in the streets. Now the efforts are trying to identify those bodies.
It's Chile's worst disaster since a 2010 earthquake that killed over 500 people. Boeing says there could be potential delivery delays of the 737 MAX after another problem is found in some 50 aircraft. A Boeing official says improperly drilled holes were found by fuselage provider Spirit AeroSystems. It comes after the mid-air Boeing door panel blowout on an Alaska Airlines flight last month. No verdict yet in Michigan after the first full day of jury deliberations in the trial of a school shooter's mother. Jennifer Crumbly is charged with involuntary manslaughter.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Auto insurance continues to grab a larger share of household income. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Americans continue to spend more and more money on auto insurance, according to new research from Bankrate. Bankrate analyst Shannon Martin.
On average, U.S. households spend 3.41% of their income to car insurance, and the average cost of car insurance right now for full coverage is $2,543.
Louisiana drivers pay the highest percentage of their income on full coverage auto insurance. Drivers in Massachusetts pay the least percentage of their income for vehicle insurance. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers are in Las Vegas for Sunday's Super Bowl, and they officially kick off the festivities tonight at Allegiant Stadium, meeting with thousands of media members from across the globe. They'll field questions ranging from the serious to the silly and be asked to participate in goofy skits. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, February 5th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.